It's a balmy 8 degrees outside, while inside we're at the top of the 99th inning during the longest winter ever, and this announcer's one more snow flurry away from harming himself and others.
Shut up and pinch!
Here it comes!
She's got nothing! She's got nothing!
My hands, ground rule double.
Has he been there the whole time?
Yeah, he's been there for weeks. He gets so depressed during the winter that he goes into full hibernation mode. He won't leave the house, he won't shave, he won't shower, he won't even speak. Watch this. Hey, buddy, we're gonna go ahead and throw out all your old wigs.
You guys know what this means, right? The conditions are perfect for Brad and Jane's annual fight.
You think?
Yeah. Max is a bear, it's freezing out, and my skin is so dry, it's got a British accent. I have some more, please. Lotion.
Ugh.
Whatever. Dogs, I'm playing hurt.
Oh my God, Penn, you're right.
Are you ready for the Brad and Jane Spring Smackdown?
I'm ready for no more announcer voice.
Yeah, me too.
I wonder what'll set him off this time. I'm sure it'll be something really important, just like last year.
You don't grate the rind off the Parmesan, you get new Parmesan.
It is perfectly good cheese!
Well, your hair looked way better long.
I can't wait.
Really? Because I hate when they fight.
It just means spring's coming. It's like our Groundhog Day. If the groundhog was one part blonde overachiever with control issues and a fondness for formal shorts and one part Brad.
Boots here. Sorry we're late. Brad insisted on Brazilian, which takes way longer than his normal bikini wax. Anyway, we got Ty.
It's called a Brazilian.
Nobody calls it a Brazilian.
Yeah. Next thing you're going to tell me is there's no such thing as a scrotee. Babe. Did you forget the sriracha sauce?
No, I got it right here.
She only got one. You know what? I don't need all that spice. Just need a little sugar.
Mm. Yeah, see, they're not fighting, they're kissing.
No, no, they could be angry kissing.
Mm. Mm. Nope, mm. They're normal kissing.
Bye, Brad. Bye, Jane. Great seeing you guys. I don't get it. Why weren't they fighting?
I know. They had so many opportunities. Brad accidentally spit-laughed on Jane 3 times. Although, in fairness, Alex, your drunken chipmunk impression is hilarious.
Thanks. It's just a variation of my Renee Zellweger.
Guys, what if Spring Smackdown doesn't happen? What are we gonna do with these?
Oh my God, cute.
So cute.
Super cute.
But I don't want them to fight just so we can wear cute shirts.
Al, it's not just about the t-shirts, though it should be because they're so cute.
So cute.
This is about Brad moving in and us helping him work through his anger by letting him buy us things like steak dinners and bottle service. Plus, we get to say cool things like ball out and crush it, and I don't have to be ashamed about wearing my calf-length leather duster.
You should.
I know, I'm just not there yet. No, this is all about douche week, and I love it.
Yes, and then Jane comes and stays with me, which is awesome, because I get to help her with guy problems for once. You know, because I'm always the mess, and she's always the together one.
In what world is she the together one? She polishes her fax machine.
We hang out. We drink wine. I heal her. And this year, I even bought us all flowy pants from Angela Bassett's new line of flowy pants. Bassett by Angela for Angela Bassett.
Al, we really need this, okay? Especially Max. Douche Week is the only thing big enough to get him out of hibernation mode.
Dave, he's not actually a bear.
Yeah?
Well, in his defense, he does eat honey like that year-round, but still.
Dave, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
Me too. I'm also thinking that. Let's all say it at the same time.
Why do we have to say it if you're thinking?
I got it.
Okay.
We gotta make Spring Smackdown happen.
Make Spring Smackdown happen. Yes, sir. No, Brad and Jane are not fighting naturally. We can't force it. It's bad juju, please.
Do you want Spring to come or not?
Spring will come no matter what.
Will it?
Brad, question for you. I'm planning a bachelor party for a friend, and I was wondering if you could recommend a good strip club since your nickname is Mr. Strip Club.
Mr. Strip Club? That is shocking and offensive, right, Jane?
Sorry, I haven't been to a boob bar in forever, homie.
But when you did, it was shocking and offensive, right, Jane?
Nah, no.
J-
Jane loves a good strip club.
She loves them.
In fact, Brad, why don't we hit up a jiggle joint right now? Check out some peelers.
I am the opposite of out.
Damn! Give me your phone. I will call Tater, see if we can get a table by the omelet bar.
Mmm, gross.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Okay. When did you become Facebook friends with your ex-girlfriend?
Why are you reading my private messages?
Why are you having private messages with Megan? What are you writing that I can't read?
I'm writing none of your business. I don't ask what you're writing to Jamal, or Malik, or Ledwinian.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Because you do not want to know!
Jane.
Oh! You don't know what I don't want to know!
Yes!
You get back here!
You don't know what I don't want you to know!
We barely had to say anything, just had to give him a little nudge.
Oh, you think it's only a little nudge, but watch out, because it could be just like the butterfly effect. That one little movie led to Ashton Kutcher doing a lot of bad movies.
Wow, ooh, they're really going at it.
Yeah, I can see this.
Jane is really mad.
It's happening.
You think they're buying it?
Totally buying it. I haven't faked something that hard since I told your mother I celebrate Kwanzaa.
By the way, you look great in kente cloth.
This is wrong, guys.
No, this is just what we needed.
When you said that they needed this spring smackdown, I thought you were crazy. But you were right. They are begging for it in there.
It's so sad that we're evolving, but our friends are not. By the way, good acting. You really seem angry.
I am angry. I'm angry you're not naked right now. I want to see them then!
Whoa, this might be their worst fight ever.
That can was disgusting.
I'll wash those gloves as soon as we get home.
Thank you. I appreciate everything you do for me. Hey.
Hey.
Do you think we should switch to paperless billing?
I don't think that I'm ready for that. I like having a hard copy for my records.
Whatever happened to hard copy? I like that show. It was a viable alternative to A Car and a Bear. I love you.
I love you.
See you at the house.
In bed!
Naked!
Spring Smackdown is on. And I got cat. Super cat. Sick cat. Hey, girl! Oh my god, how are you? Super not great, right? Poor thing. Oh, you can tell Penny everything.
Oh, it has been roof, yeah. Roof. Stoof.
Get on over here, baby girl. Because Penny is going to make it all better, okay?
Let me tell you, the Pinot and the pants are flowing. The brie is a-bacon. It's time to stop waiting and start exhaling.
Let's settle in.
Okay.
Now tell me, how mad are you with Brad? And to what degree of shambles would you say your life is in?
Lots. A lot of shambles.
Yeah.
I mean, I am so mad at Brad. It's like, I am so mad at that guy.
That feels good to get that off my chest.
Yeah.
Thank you, Penny. I'm going to go and pack my suitcase.
Now.
Jane, I see you. And I know you're hurting. And it's time to get you out of those feelings and into some brie. Alex, brie.
Yellow.
Whoa. Where are your flowy pants? You know they facilitate conversation.
You know, I'm actually kind of talked out.
Whoa. Get back here.
Yeah. You know what, Penny? I will wear the pants when Jane wants to talk, and it kind of seems like she doesn't. So, you guys have fun. Because I just got the Criterion Collection of Clueless, so I'll see you guys later. I hope not sporadically.
Great, Al. Okay, Brad basically has a second family on Facebook, and you want to watch Clueless.
You know, it actually kind of sounds fun.
What?
Yeah. Hello. You know what? Why don't we, instead of talking about Brad, let's watch Clueless. And have, like, an old school sleepover.
No.
Yes. Like when we were little before we cared about guys and how blindingly angry they make us.
Yes, a slumber party.
We'll order pizza, have strawberry milk. We'll play MASH. I get to be Hawkeye.
Yes, you know, I might put a little bit of vodka in my strawberry milk, but yes, that is what I'm talking about.
See, my only concern is that maybe those old sleepovers weren't as great as we thought they were. Like, didn't it always kind of seem like maybe somebody would get left out? And, like, sometimes some people would always break into this sisters-only gibberish language that, like, somebody else couldn't understand.
What are you talking about?
Please don't do it.
Iggity-i, diggity-on, riggity-mem, biggity-er, iggity-you, diggity-you, jiggity-ain.
Shiggity-er, diggity-on, iggity-alligity-x.
Now you're iggity-hurting my giddy figgity-feelings, giddings.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand that.
Mm-mm.
That wasn't a real language.
Mm-mm. Yeggity. Yeggity fristers.
What?
Higgity-eye, figgity-ive.
Guess who's ready for the lobster mash and sour cream bacon biscuits at the Chop House, baby? This guy.
Sorry, Abs. Daddy's gotta live a little.
Hello, Blade.
Max, Brad's gonna take us to the Chop House. You wanna clean up and get ready for the nice restaurant?
You know, I was thinking that place is, like, so expensive, you know? And it's freezing outside. Plus, last time, the waitress was kind of racist to me. Let's just skip the Chop House, Mazu.
Besides, that pizza Max has smells really good.
What happened to working out your anger with Jane by recklessly spending your money on things like stretch Hummers and steak and rinkside seats to the Ice Capades? I thought I'd switch it up this year. You know I love a good capade.
I love a capade, too.
I know you do.
But this year, I am so angry that I don't even want that slender dragon to get the satisfaction of seeing me rage spent. So let's just rage chill instead.
Rage get caught up on Downton Abbey.
No, but if we don't go out, we'll never get Max out of bear mode.
Why would you want him to? Get to live with a bear that sounds like Tim Allen.
See?
Hey, put that down. Leave it.
Look at him. He just wants to get that meat.
Get!
Oh, don't poke the bear, baby.
Get!
You don't poke the bear. That is illegal.
Hey, Ben, what's going on?
Oh, you know, standard. Just cleaning up from a slumber party. Some light dusting, dishes, shipping my unmentionables out of the freezer. The Kirkovich sisters pulled the frozen bra trick on me. The old ice chest.
Burn. Freezer burn. Yes, suck it.
So, I take it that Spring Smackdown hasn't been going as you were hoping either.
I don't know, Dave. Did I hope I would pee my bed? Because I did. Straight through to the box spring.
That's what you get for falling asleep first! Suck a million.
Yeah, well, it's been no picnic at my place either. Brad refuses to ball out at all, and he's been no help in getting Max out of bear mode.
Look at him! Oh, Mr. Bear! Oh, he's so wobbly!
Here.
Put this on your head, like a hat.
He's so cute. Can I keep him?
Something's wrong, Dave. Spring Smackdown is not working. I mean, we're not having any of our usual fun, and it's still so cold.
I know.
Where is Spring?
I don't know. It's so weird. What's happening?
It's the butterfly effect.
What's that? That's so funny. I was just talking about this movie the other night, and now it's on.
But to answer your question, Spring Smackdown isn't working because you forced the fight. And by making that little change, it's having a bunch of these weird rippling consequences. They should really have a term for that.
It's the butterfly effect.
Are you not listening to me? I'm the one that just told you that it was on.
No, that's what the term...
Shh. It's starting.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. She really marches to the beat of her own very slow drummer.
Sweet, sweet little bird. But she's right, there has been something off about the fight this year. By the way, congrats on those. You got them things.
Aww. I missed you, Boo Boo. Oh,
fake fighting with you was so hot. I love all this sneaking around.
We are the best. Even when we don't need a fight, we can put on an amazing fight just to make other people happy.
We're like Don King, except instead of Thrilla in Manila, it's Thrilla. In vanilla.
I'm vanilla.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, why is it freezing in here?
Well, because you left the terrace doors open.
No, I didn't. I didn't do that.
Well, I didn't leave them open. Why are you giving me accusing eyes?
I'm not giving you accusing eyes. Now I'm giving you accusing eyes. I'm not the one who always goes out on the terrace to stretch because, quote, the perv across the way needs to eat, too.
Well, I am not the one who thinks it's hilarious to go out there and scream good morning, Chicago, like Robin Williams every single morning.
Oh, sorry that, like Robin Williams, my enthusiasm is infectious.
Well, all I know is that I would never... Oh, my God, Bird.
Are you having a stroke? It's Brad.
Bird.
Oh, Bird.
That is definitely your fault. You're a bird magnet.
I can't help it. They're attracted to my cologne.
That's because it can contains trace amounts of night crawlers.
It's Japanese.
It's weird. Why won't you listen to me?
Oh, so now I don't listen to you.
You never listen.
It's because you can't stop talking.
Well, your hair looked better long.
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Oh, Spring Smackdown is on.
It is on.
Ben, you should probably check your messages.
What are you laughing about?
Nothing. You should check your messages because I'm pretty sure you got a message.
Oh, look. I have 3 missed calls from Penis. Why? Because all my contacts have been changed to Penis.
Who would do that? That's so mean.
Yeah, it is.
I need your help. Brad and I just got in a huge fight.
What do you mean, just? The Megan Facebook thing was yesterday.
Yes. You keep a good timeline, but that is nothing compared to the fight that we just had about him leaving the door open.
What? Leaving the door open is worse than secretly corresponding with your ex-girlfriend who's a yoga pants model and who lists her favorite hobbies as breathing through her nose and competitive swallowing? Sorry, I'm friends with her on Facebook. She has the funniest updates.
Yeah, she, you know, upon further investigation, is a really sweet girl. A really nice, there was no Megan Facebook thing. Yeah, we knew you needed Spring Smackdown, so Brad and I faked a fight for you.
What?
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 I know. It's so arrogant.
Like we have ever in any way implied that we need their fight.
Wait.
And now Jane's asking me for my help. Like I can just put on those flowy pants anytime I want to.
Well, you do have them in your purse.
Yeah, for emergencies. Okay, but that is not the point. You know, I don't even want to help them now.
Me neither. Great. I threw out an old piece of cake and I forgot to wrap it in plastic. And Pooh Bear transition complete.
Look, whether you guys like how we got here or not, the real Spring Smackdown is happening. We need to help Brad and Jane. Otherwise, Max is gonna stay a bear and Spring will never come.
Al, Spring will come either way.
Will it? Huh? Will it?
Why is it so freezing in here?
I don't know. Why don't you ask Tuppence a bag?
Jane left the doors open and refuses to close them.
Not closing them because I did not leave them open. And I am not cold because I am warmed by the heat of my convictions.
I'm not cold either. In fact, I might lose a layer.
Well, two can play at that.
Maybe try the other hand.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Okay, let me just get these pants off.
Okay. Oh, okay.
No.
Dr. Penny is gonna operate. It is time for a little open heart sting surgery.
I'm gonna save that for another time and place.
Okay, here's what I'm gonna do. I am gonna take these two doors and I'm going to put them back together like so.
Look how much stronger they are after being apart. Those doors belong together. Get it? You guys are the doors and you're fighting about something really stupid.
Boo, I'm sorry. Maybe I left the doors open.
Oh, maybe I did. It doesn't matter. I love you.
I love you.
Mm. Oh, they're normal kissing. Oh, my God. Great relationship advice finally given. Thank you, Angela Bassett. It is the power of the pants. Bam! He's fine.
Everyone ready?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do this. Now, be careful. He's very protective over his cubs. They're both signed by Mandy Patinkin. He sat next to us at a game once.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you're being ridiculous. He's not a real bear.
Max! Max! Spring Smackdown is over. Spring is here. Brad's gonna take us all to the Chop House.
Okay. Let's do it. Free steak for Daddy. Might get 2 steaks.
Proud of you, buddy.
No problem.
Good to see you, buddy.
It's good to see you, too.
So I'm taking all 6 of us to the
Chop House.
I didn't know I was taking all of us. Hey, maybe we should split entrees, you know? Think about appetizers or desserts. And nobody's getting anything market price, okay? Because that's how they get you.
Chop House.
God, guys, I don't want to pay for all of us.
You feel that sun on your face?
So nice.
Oh, spring's a-coming. They say by tomorrow it might even get up to 22.
Woo!
Wow!
Hey now!
What an ordeal. That is the last time I administer an at-home Brozilian. Speaking of which, Dave, we need more duct tape.
Noted.
You're sore, huh?